prayers for those who aren't here today. Lift them up, Lord. Let them know they need to be here to hear this word. It changes their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm number 10 in the book. You may bring if you would. Can you do that? Yeah, tell them right now that you love them. Anybody ever been mad at God? Everybody ever been disappointed in God? That's what we're going to talk about today. But tell God you love him right now. Just say that you love him no matter how mad. Have you ever been, anybody ever been mad at their mother or their father? Thought all they were wrong, they couldn't have been any more wrong, and find out that maybe they weren't wrong after all? How many know that mom and dad always knew best? Might not have been best for you, but, and our God in heaven is greater than our mom and dad. I'm sorry, mom and dad. Our Father in heaven, and this is a good day to be here, to hear this message, because we want to love God with all our heart. How much of our heart? All our heart. Hallelujah. We got this song, How Great Thou Art, and I'm not sure what number it is in your book, but if we can find it, you can just sing alone. We'd love to have you sing, How Great Thou Art. And remember, pray for those who aren't here today, please do. And don't be afraid to call them up and say, hey, we missed you today.
27.
What number is it? 27. Thank you, Mary. How great that was.
Thank you.
You know, it's my heart to tell you that I pray that we can do more than once a week. I know that we talked about the Bible studies and the weather, but if we can make a commitment to one another, I'd love to do more Bible studies because I want to talk more about God. Amen? I want to share the Word of God with you. When we have this Sunday, I get about 15 or 20 minutes to talk to you about God, but at the Bible study, Lisa, it's over an hour. We can read His Word together, and we study together, and we actually learn together, and we get closer to God. We get more faith inside of us. We get more understanding. When you have more understanding, you get closer to God. Amen. So I'm praying for that. And I'm praying for that because I really need one. We can't do it on one day a week. We can't do the church on one day a week. And you can't be with God one day a week. You got to be with Him all the time. The more you spend time with God, the stronger you are. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray together. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Did anybody see the sun come in the window when we started to pray? Did you feel God's presence when we started to pray? Look around. The church looks so much, when you're all standing up, it looks fuller. I believe that we can shake this building if we're all in one accord. How many accords? If we all get together and really love God and really turn our hearts to God, I really believe we can shake this building so the world can see it. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We'll do the responsive reading. Relax. Take your shoes off. Enjoy yourself. Have joy in God's house. Responsive reading, Psalm number 31. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Hallelujah. Feel that sunlight coming through the window. Just look at that window and picture that God looking down on us. Because I believe that God is looking down on us right now. I believe God wants to change us in ways we never thought possible. I believe that God wants to take you from the flesh to the spirit, that you become stronger. Even what you thought you knew today, you're going to forget because God wants to tell you more. Amen? God wants to tell you more. I'm fired up today. I hope you're all with me. Yes. Hallelujah. I really wish we had more time. When I do the studies, when I do the sermon, when I'm reading, there's so much I want to share with you about this book. I wanted to talk to you today about the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand that Jesus was just like any other man until he got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When he came out of that water, he became the Son of God again. He had the power of God, and he gave that power to each and every one of us who believe. And I want so badly to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. I want that kind of time where you understand that that Spirit lives inside of you. That God, the Holy Spirit, listen to this, is a person. Say that with me. The Holy Spirit is a person. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God. He's a person. And you understand what this book is all about? Who inspired this book, Gene? The Holy Spirit inspired the writers of this book. The Holy Spirit is the one that gave them the utterances, the prophets to write about. The Holy Spirit is what guides us. And I just wish that we had more time to share about words like this and words about God and things in our church so that you become stronger and this church be. We've been preaching about the same thing. We keep talking about love and forgiveness. But I want you to have strength. I want you to have wisdom beyond. I know we got people that watch the TV ministers, and I love them. But I want you to get it right here in your house, so that when you get it in your house, you can share it with others because you found it in your house where God planted you. I believe that too, John. I believe that God planted you here today. I love that you're being here, and your children, my heart is so happy. But I believe it's God who brought you here. And I believe for each and every one of us, if God brought you here, then He has something for you. We need to receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I heard somebody, we'll give him praise. I heard somebody say recently, I won't say who, they had a need. And they said, I'm going to fast. And I'm going to pray. And I said, thank you, Lord. Somebody got it. Sometimes you have to fast. Anybody have a prayer to God? He hasn't heard you. You're thinking you're mad at him. Well, maybe the Bible says sometimes you have to fast. It doesn't mean you give up everything that you eat. You give up every drink. But you talk to God, Sergio. You said, I'm going to fast today. I'm just going to have some orange juice. I might have some peanut butter crackers. I might have something later. But that's going to be my fast. You tell God that you're fasting. You're not going to have whatever you're eliminating. You talk to God. There's nothing in this book that tells you how to do it. It says talk to God. He will lead you to do it. And so you fast. You say, Lord, I'm going to give up something. I want to cleanse myself the best that I can cleanse myself today, so that when I pray, I am cleansed from all other things, so that you'll hear my prayer. How many want God to hear your prayer? Amen. And when somebody said, I'm going to fast, I said, thank you, Lord. They get it. They get it. And that's why I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray in tongues and utterances that we don't understand. Listen to what I'm telling you. And things that you're praying to God and things you don't understand. No, you're praying in faith inside with the Holy Spirit. Because let me tell you, God hears your prayer when you pray it, but somebody else hears it too. The evil one hears your prayer. The one who comes to steal and rob. And he knows what you're praying. And he's going to do everything in his power to throw things in your way. He can't stop God from answering. Amen. Hallelujah. He can't do that. But he can put a lot of things in your way. He could put other difficulties. He could put your shortcomings. He can make them come out in front of you. Anybody know you got shortcomings sometimes that get in the way of everything? Your flesh gets in the way of everything. The words you say will get in the way of everything. Your attitude can get in the way of everything. So when you pray in the Spirit, when you pray with that utterance that you don't understand that I want to teach you so much about, even Satan says, what's he talking about? I don't know what he's saying. What's he praying? But the Holy Spirit inside knows what's in your heart and what you're praying. Isn't that better? But that's where the strength comes from. Hallelujah. We got puppies in the house. God, I love them puppies. But somebody said, I need to fast, Pat. That means they acknowledge they needed to do something else before they prayed. Say that with me. Before you pray, you had to fast. And I said, Lord, they get it. Sometimes you have to do things. Now, who are you praying to? You want God to hear you. Amen? So you got to do it your way or His way. Sometimes you got to wait for answers, and sometimes the answer isn't the answer that you want. But whose answer do you want? You want God's answer. Amen? Let me read some of what the Bible says about this when you're in those times. And when the Bible says, therefore, the word therefore, Jim, it means it's settled. If it says therefore, whatever follows therefore is settled. That's it. There's no and but. There's no maybe. There's no but anything. The word therefore establishes a fact. Are you with me? And it says in Hebrews, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's what we're supposed to do. Let me read it again. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. How long? Once or twice or continually? And what is the sacrifice of praise? It's the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. That's what we're supposed to do first. That's how you start it. And then in Hebrews it says this. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Second rule from God. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, what are we receiving? Heaven. We're receiving paradise. We're receiving eternity that can't be shaken. If we're receiving that, it said, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. What we're going to get from God is greater than you can ever imagine. That's the promise of Jesus. And Nahum, the prophet, said this: the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. He knows those who, what? Trust in him. Thank you, Lord. When we are blessed, God has helped us. God has answered your prayer. God has protected you. We feel generous towards God. Do you understand what that means? When good things are happening in your life, you feel great. I can praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see what he did? I got a raise. I got a new job. I got this. I got that. I got a new car. God's blessing you. So it's easy to say, thank you, Lord. We feel generous towards God. We thank him. We praise his name in our hearts and to others. In times of need, God did not answer the way we desired. When we desired, that's a big three words right there. He didn't answer when we desired. Praise and thanksgiving is not first on our lips or in our hearts. It's not. It's not when you feel that way. And you say to yourself, has God forgotten me? Has God forgotten my prayer? Has God not heard me? To praise him then requires, are you ready? A sacrifice of praise. Meaning, you don't want to praise him. You don't feel like praising him. But the Bible says to make a sacrifice of what? To who? Hallelujah. A sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. To praise him requires that. To give God all our hearts in those times tells God. Tells who? Stay with me. Who are we talking about? And you. So it tells God we choose to believe. That we tell God we give him our trust. Psalm 150 says this wonderful little line. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Whose way are you going to do it? You're going to do it your way or God's way? The first thing you have to do is praise the Lord. When you wake up in the morning, you praise him. When you wake up in the morning, you thank him. When you wake up in the morning, you give him praise and thanks for all that he has done up to that moment in your life. That's where you stand with God. That's when you're following God. Hell, let everything that has breath do what? Praise the Lord. This is how it should be. Let us not forget. Let us remember always. Let me say this again. Let us not forget, but let us remember always, Sergio, all that he has blessed us with in our lives. Sometimes you forget all the blessings that got you to this day, 2019 in January. All the things that he got you here. All the things you've been through. All the pain and sadness and the sorrows. He got you to this point. You cannot forget what he has done to get you here. You cannot forget that. Why? Because you have to see the blessings of God. There are times we need to look outside our own world. We need to see others. But let me tell you, if you go to a nursing home with my wife and I, you'll see people who are in terrible need. You'll see people hurting. You'll see people in wheelchairs that can't get up, that can't talk, can't hear, can't remember, can't anything that you are doing right now. So you need to see other people's and other people's problems and other people's tragedies. And then you get in your car and you say, thank you, Lord. I'm in my car and I'm going to drive to the restaurant and I'm going to have coffee and dinner with my family. Is that not a blessing from God? You start to see that. All of a sudden your mind starts, maybe God is answering my prayer after all. Maybe God is hearing me after all. Sometimes you got to look outside yourself. Giving thanks first sets things in the right order. Amen. I'm just telling you this to be honest. I want you to have more of God. I want you to have an understanding, Bernie, of God inside, who that God is. I want you to have understanding and faith in that God. I want you to love him the way I love him. I want you to see the changes he's done in my life so that you'll want changes in your life. Giving thanks first to God sets everything else in motion. When you fast before you pray, you're setting godly things in motion. When you tell God thank you, you're setting godly things in motion. When you praise Him when you don't feel like, you're sending godly things in motion. Not anybody on TV can give you any of this. Nobody on TV, the Pope can't give you this. Nobody, I can't give it to you. God gives it to you. When you set things in motion, you start changing yourself. You start walking in the ways of the Lord. Listen, there is nothing wrong with being mad at God. How many know that? There's nothing wrong with being mad. Anybody, I was mad at my father. I can't imagine it, but I can think of times I was, and I was so wrong. But I was mad at my mother for not letting me do this or not letting me have that. There's nothing wrong with being mad at God. It shows faith, actually. Understand that? Imagine that? If you're mad at God, it shows faith, Sergio. What are you mad about? Are you talking to doors? No. Because I believe God will answer me, and I'm upset that He won't. And it shows another word that might be even bigger than that. It shows trust. Listen to me, please. When you're mad at God and you're upset, it shows trust. You trust Him. He hasn't answered the way you want it to be answered right now. But you're upset because you trust that He will. Now He's making you wait, or His answer isn't what you want at the moment, or you don't see it. That's why you got to go back again. You got to go back again and remember all the things He's blessed you with. All the things that you have that other people don't have. All the blessings in your life today that other people would love to have, would give everything to have that you have today. Amen? So many people have lost things and haven't had the blessings you had. Hallelujah. So many people didn't know their mother and their father. So many people with their mother and father were gone before they were old enough to know them. There's things in people's lives that are so tragic. You start thinking about your blessings and about the things that you've had in your life. Yeah, how many here have lost people in love? We all have. We've lost people we love. We've lost that. But the memories that we have, how beautiful are they? They get more beautiful every day. I was watching that football game yesterday, and I was so glad I was by myself in a way. My wife was enjoying her day. We had a beautiful day. But I was watching that game with my brother sitting on the couch next to me. I could see his joy. My team was just shining, and I could see it, and I remembered. Those memories came back. I was sad because I missed them, but I was thrilled to have those memories, and I could see my brother getting up and hollering, and I'm blessed to have that. Yeah, I miss him. Of course I miss him, but I have blessing upon blessing from God, and we have to see that. You have children in your life. Those are blessings. God must have answered you back then. You have grandchildren. Those are blessings. I guess God is still answering you. There's things in you. You know how many times our fault. The things that happen to us are our fault. People have habits. People do things. People say things. And problems come on your life because things you didn't say or things you said, things you witnessed said. Even with family. How many know you have problems in your family? You can't say the right thing to your family sometimes. It's unbelievable. So you start the ball rolling. That's why we got to start the ball rolling the other way with God. There's nothing wrong with being mad at God. It shows faith and shows trust that you believe. It's that simple. How many times have I said the simplicity of Christ? The Bible says the simplicity of Christ. That means it's simple, Pat. It's simple how God wants us to love Him. And that's just simple. It shows faith and trust that you believe. And God sees that. And God honors your sacrifice of what? Praise. Hallelujah. And here's the thing. We must always remember God has a bigger plan. God has a greater plan, a plan for our salvation for eternity. I know you're here now and you don't want to hear about that. You don't want to think about it, but God has got such a great plan for us and a place for us that's so beautiful and things in our life that are so beautiful, Lisa. I know you don't want to think about it, but that's what He thinks about. Amen? We're talking to God now, amen? He's not always concerned about whether we have enough gas in the car or our little problems that we have, although your problems are real and they're serious. God is looking towards eternity. He's saying, yeah, I got a prize for you that you're just not going to believe. That's where God's concern is. God's concern is that you love Him so that you can be with those that you lost in the past, that you can be in a place so beautiful and glorious that you'll never ever have to face pain and sorrow again. That's God's concern. Hallelujah. We seem to spend more time with God in times of trouble and need. Can I get an amen on that? When you're upset, when you're in need, you're talking to God all the time. Hey, God, what are you doing? Hey, come on, Lord, hear me. You get on your knees, you start crying, you're spending all this time with God in the times of need and trouble, and everybody laughs and agrees. But let me tell you, God sees that too. You know, He's a jealous God, and not in the way of the jealousy in this world, but He's a jealous God. He doesn't like losing your company. He doesn't like losing you talking to Him. But He knows when He blesses you with the answer to your prayer that off you go again. There you go. I gave you what you wanted. Now you're going to forget me for a while because you're happy-go-lucky and you don't need to pray to me. It shouldn't be that way. When we spend less time with God, let me say this again. When we spend less time with God, what are we doing? Opening up doors for all sorts of things. For your brain to start working. For the self to start working. For all these silly things that we worry about to start getting. And your thoughts start. All of a sudden, you're thinking like you instead of God. Because you've spent less time with God. You're not talking to Him anymore. You're not praying anymore. Because you're not excited about something from God. But you got what you wanted. And all of a sudden, you don't have time to talk to God. So all of a sudden you start listening to who? You. Probably the worst person to listen to. You give yourself advice. You ever try to give your children advice? How'd that work out? Tell your kids, I know better than you. How'd that work out? Not very well, is it? But yeah, we're gonna take our own advice instead of God's because we're smarter than God now. Shouldn't be this way. When we spend less time with God, our flesh takes over. Our self, our thoughts. We forget all He has done. Again, right back to the beginning. We forget all the things that got you here today. You think you all got problems. Amen? But you got here today, so there's an answer coming. There's some solution coming that you don't see. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Amen? Just because you don't see the answer doesn't mean the answer is not coming. Hallelujah, because we forget to spend time with Him. This is all connected by knowing and understanding the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's why I want to teach you about the Holy Spirit. That's why I want to have more time with you. I want to spend an hour, hour and a half of the Bible study just talking to you about the Holy Spirit. Talking to you about what's inside of you. That's different than you. Stronger than you. Smarter than you. That loves you more than you love yourself. It's all connected. Hallelujah. Would anybody here change with anybody else? If God came and said, Jim, you can change with George. His problems are your problems. You want to switch them? You got problems pretty bad. Would you switch? Anybody, would you switch your problems with anybody else? Would you switch your family with it? Everything going on in your life, would you say to God, I wish I was that person instead of me? Would you do it? Well, if you wouldn't do it, then why are you complaining to God? If He's blessed you to this point that you wouldn't trade 1 second of your memory, 1 second of what He's given you, then why are you mad at the God that brought you to that point? If you're really mad at God, you say, yeah, I want to be rich. I want to be wealthy because they have no problems. I want to have $1 million in the bank because then you don't have any problems. I want to be successful on TV and a big recording star because they don't have any problems. They don't have any problem. I want to be like those actors and actresses that are going to give each other awards this week because they don't have any problems. They make $20 million a movie. What problem can they have? A guy playing baseball is going to make $300 million playing baseball. How much would Babe Ruth get? My goodness. He's got no problem. What problem could he possibly have? Yeah, what to do with it, but worried about who's going to steal it from him. Who's going to spend it? And when he goes, people are going to spend it he don't even know. He's going to what do you mean? People I don't even know is going to spend my money? Yep. And fast, that's right. Some of the saddest things I've seen when I lived up in New York, and you've seen it around here too in Connecticut. I've had friends of mine, Sue, that owned farms. They were farmers, and they had cornfields, and it was so beautiful. The land was so beautiful, and they were the nicest people. Oh, you can come on my land and hunt, and you can fish on my land. And then they pass away. and people pass, and their children come. Had nothing to do with the land, nothing to do with the fields. The children come, and 2 months later, the land is sold. 6 months later, there's houses all over. They got their money, and they ran. This man, his whole life was building this farm and having leaving something to his children. His children get it, and it's gone in 2 months. Some of the saddest things I've seen in life like that, that happens to people. They think about money. Dave, you remember on 34, as we go to the diner, you see those houses where on used to be cornfields. Weren't they beautiful? I don't think we understood how beautiful they were, David, when we were growing up and all the years that we lived here in Derby. You go by there now and it looks awful. There's houses. I mean, they can't fit another house in. Hallelujah. How I got on that? It's all, brothers and sisters, it's all connected. God loves you. He tells us to have a sacrifice of praise, to tell him that we love him, to show him that we love him, to trust him enough. If you won't change anything that God has blessed you with, then how could you be mad at him? How could you be upset at all the things he's given you? I wouldn't trade anything. I lost my daddy when I was too young, when I was 28. But I have so many wonderful memories that people don't even have. Even though I was only 28, some people never knew their daddy. My wife never knew her daddy. Never knew her daddy, ever. So how can I say, oh, I lost my dad when I was 28 and I'm something bad? No, I was blessed to have him that long, the way I look at it. Amen? And that's why you look at God, and if you're upset about things from God, you need to start doing it God's way. When I heard that somebody said they were in need and they were going to fast, I said, hallelujah, they get it. Jesus tells us this, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they are all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. Listen to what God is thinking about. Listen to where he's at. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved me as you have loved me. That you have loved them as you have loved me. Hallelujah. Father, I desire that they also... This is his prayer for us. I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundations of the world. Jesus wants you with him. That's his prayer for us. That's his main concern for us, that he wants you with him. In this little time that we have on earth and the troubles and the tribulations that we face, understand, God understands them all. He answers them all, not the way we always want, but God's vision. God's vision for us is to be in a place of perfection, to be in a place of pure beauty, that we would be him, that we he desires that we, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known you that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. That's God's concern for us. Eternity, always, forever, the beauty of God. So if you're upset at God, you need to talk to him. You need to thank him. You need to go to him with a heart of thanksgiving. Go to him with a heart of reverence, understanding all that he has given you to this date in 2019. And then you can say, thank you, Lord. Let's move on. Give him praise, church. That's the God that we serve. That's how you serve him. That's how you pray. Lord, help us to see why the answers don't come when they do. Help us to understand that your answers are yes and amen, but they're not the way that we want them to be always. They're not always in line with our thoughts and our timing. That it's like waiting for Christmas, waiting for God to answer. And when he finally answers, we realize how foolish we were to doubt. And we realize how foolish we were to argue with such a beautiful God who loves us with all that he is, that wants us to love him in the same, to surrender all, to give him praise, to thank him for all he's done in our lives, the people that he's put in our lives, the memories he's put in our hearts, the gifts that he is continually blessing us with, even today, the hopes and dreams we have for today are in his hands. Everything we talk about is in his hands. The future of the children who are here today are in his hands. He's got a plan. He never stops having a plan. He never stops having a plan for us, no matter how old we get, whatever we do. If we're hanging on to God and we're looking forward, he's looking forward with us. Trust him. The sacrifice of praise is part of the Word of God. Learn how to fast. Learn how to pray in the Spirit. Learn how to talk to God in a humble heart, saying, Lord, I might not like the way things are going, Lord, but I trust you more than I trust me, because if it went my way, something else could happen that I can't fix, but you can fix it, Lord, if we always do it your way. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this church, for the people in this church, Lord. We pray doors be open and people start entering this church with a hunger for you, Lord. We will do what we can, Lord, but we need you. So we thank you for all that you bless Second Congregational with today. The people here, the way they give, the way they love, Lord. We thank you for all that. Before we start asking for anything else, Lord, we give you that praise and we give you that thanksgiving, and we humbly sit, Lord, waiting for you to help us. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah. Give them praise. Really, all of a sudden.
It's a good thing he's forgiven us for our past sins. Amen. While we're waiting on God and upset about God, it's a good thing to remember, oops, he forgave me yesterday. Oops, my God needed to forgive me today. Lord, forgive us for our iniquities, Lord. Help us. Lift us, Lord. Lead us, Lord, as we follow your word, Lord. We try to walk closer to you, as we try to surrender even all of the thought we held on to that we want to let go to today, Lord. Forgive us for these iniquities, Lord, because you are the Father of forgiveness. You are the Father of love and compassion. All the things you've forgiven us for, the places we took you, Lord, the things that we've said, the things that we've done, that you've been right along with us, but you forgave us for, Lord. Forgive us again this morning, Lord, as we remember what your Son did for us on that cross. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, deacons. This morning, Lord, that wasn't a promise from yesterday. Thank you that I had shoes to put on my feet to go outside, Lord. Thank you that my car started today, Lord, and I had gasoline in that car that you provided, from the job that you provided, for the finances that you've provided in my heart and my life, Lord. Thank you for this time where we can smile and laugh together, Lord. It wasn't promised yesterday. We give you our hopes and our dreams, and we give you the desires of our heart, Lord. We give them to you cheerfully because we know your answer will be greater than any answer we could ever come up with. And we patiently wait for you, Father. We love you and we just worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, deacon. That Jesus who prayed to his Father for us, each and every one of us, that same Jesus asked us, this church, to do this in remembrance of what he did on that cross for us, once for all, in Jesus' name. Lord, for the blood you shed on that cross, that blood that covers all our sins, that shield for us, Lord, that covers all our iniquities, even when we, hallelujah, even when we do things, Lord, that you don't agree with, you still cover us with your love. We do this in remembrance of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, deacons. Take into your hearts this morning what you're receiving right here. Take into your hearts this morning what God has blessed you with, what he's given you right here on this cross, what he did on that cross, what he's blessed us with. The gift of his sacrifice. His sacrifice for you. Give him that sacrifice of praise. Give him that love. Give him that trust. Let him move in your lives in ways that you never thought possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wouldn't it be great that that light that shines into this church, that fills my spirit and that just makes me just feel so good inside? Maybe wouldn't it be great if that light can shine out that door from our spirits, that we can shine that light on the world in a way that moves the world? We can do that. We can do that because God lives inside of us. It's whether we're willing to or not, whether we're ready to or not. But that light that shines in should shine out. Because of who we love, who we trust, who we call on. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega, the Creator of all, who loves us enough to call him, to call us children, his family. Jesus said to do this in remembrance of him, in Jesus' name. We are a blessed congregation. We have so much love and unity. It just feels so good. When one is hurting, we must remember to lift them up. And one is rejoicing, we need to rejoice with them. We need to be together to lift each other up and be closer together. We are the foundation of something greater than we could ever imagine. We must do it God's way, however. We must follow God and listen to God and give him that praise. Give him that trust and that love so we can see great things. We need to do it God's way to see the greater things that we're praying for. Be in that light. I want to teach you so much about the Holy Spirit. Teach you so much about the Word of God that you're not the same week after week. That's the power of God's Word in all our lives. Give him praise, church. Hallelujah.